The U.S. and South Korea this week conducted large-scale Air Force drills, which they say were aimed at making North Korea enter talks to abandon its nuclear and missile programs. The exercises simulated bombing runs of North Korean targets and included nuclear-capable B-1B bombers. Pyongyang lashed out at the war games, warning the U.S. they risk armed conflict.
The large-scale nuclear war exercises by the U.S. continuously create a volatile situation on the Korean Peninsula. The series of violent war remarks by high-level U.S. politicians in such a situation make the outbreak of war on the Korean Peninsula believed to be an established fact. The question now is when war will break out.
China has called for the U.S. to halt the drills together with a suspension of North Korea's nuclear and missile tests, the so-called freeze-for-freeze proposal.
We hope all relevant parties can maintain calm and restraint and take steps to alleviate tensions and not provoke each other. The outbreak of war is not in the interest of any side. The ones that will suffer the most are ordinary people.
Seoul rallies this week called for an end to the U.S.-South Korea war games and dialogue without preconditions.
We need efforts at unconditional talks and then proceed toward a freeze-for-freeze. The South Korean administration needs to prepare talks right now and peacefully and proactively approach a freeze-for-freeze to make it happen.
A high-level U.N. official visiting Pyongyang Thursday met with North Korea's foreign minister and other government officials. Russia recently suggested Pyongyang seeks direct talks with the U.S. Next week will prove critical in the diplomatic activity surrounding North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. The United Nations Security Council has scheduled a ministerial meeting for December 15th, and Chinese President Xi Jinping will host his South Korean counterpart in Beijing. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.